Welcome to the Cohn Resnick Government Contracting Podcast Series. In the following interview, Roy Conley, a senior manager, and Rebecca Kehoe, a manager, both from Cohn Resnick, discuss why government contractors need federally compliant purchasing systems. And Roy and Rebecca, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Matt?
Doing good, Matt.
Good. Excellent, Roy. Thanks for joining as well. And let's jump right in. So let's start from the top. So what are federally compliant purchasing systems, and why do contractors need them?
Well, Matt, federally compliant purchasing systems are is a business system that meets federal acquisition regulation as well as defense federal acquisition regulations requirements. In addition, the purchasing system itself is typically reviewed by the Defense Contract Management Agency. So purchasing systems are typically reviewed by the Defense Contract Management Agency, and they also, therefore, the business system has to also meet whatever DCMA requirements they have, which are not necessarily in the regulation.
And Matt, I think Rebecca touched on it very nicely. This is a very much a regulatory-driven requirement. Rebecca referred to the Federal Acquisition Regulation, or FAR, and there are also Defense FAR Supplement, or DFARS, requirements that play into determining if and when an approved government purchasing system is required. And as Rebecca said, also the DCMA or another auditing entity will likely have its own checklist and set of guidance to help determine exactly what an approved purchasing system would and should be. So I hope that helps.
And why do contractors need a federally compliant purchasing system? Because in today's tight federal budget environment, the more qualifications you have to go after those federal solicitations, the better chance you are going to have of winning some of those solicitations and then resulting contracts.
That's great. And you know what? This plays perfectly into my next question. I think we've talked about this in the past. I know there are a couple of scenarios that you often showcase that truly reinforce the need for purchasing systems. They kind of bring it all to life, if you will. Tell us more about these scenarios.
Well, the first scenario is basically based on the DFARS clause. That's the Defense Federal Acquisition Regulation Supplement. The DFARS has clauses specifically requiring federal contractors to have certain business systems and maintain those business systems as part of your contractual requirements. And one of those business systems is a purchasing system. So if you, as a contractor, respond to a solicitation that has the DFARS 252.244-7001 clause in it, then you are telling the government that you are going to maintain a federally compliant purchasing system, which means you have to have all the bells and whistles. Even though you don't have a reviewer coming in necessarily to check on you, you have made that promise as part of your contract requirement that you are going to maintain a federally compliant purchasing system.
Well, thanks, Matt. Yeah, following on with an additional scenario, very typical, a prime contractor currently under contract to the government on one or a variety of government contracts has sales to the government that are expected to exceed $25 million in the next 12 months. And that is a FAR established threshold. And when that threshold is exceeded, the prime contractor will typically be notified by its contracting officer that the government auditor, DCMA, or possibly another auditing entity or agency, may be reviewing their purchasing system for compliance with applicable federal regulations, the contractor purchasing system regulations, for example. So that's the most common second scenario.
That's great. Thank you both for sharing that. And let's talk a little bit about the overall need for correctly implementing a federally compliant purchasing system. Tell us a little more about that.
contractors we have found at any level and any size really can implement a federally compliant system, but there are six things that they do need to have. First, they have to have upper management support. This is critical because the purchasing system does not belong just to contracts or the purchasing department. It belongs to the company, and the company needs to want to have this in place. It will take some effort, and if you don't have upper management support, you're believe me, people will not step up and do the work. The next thing that you need is we were finding that you need at least three people who are dedicated for the implementation of the system. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to have two contract people who are 100% contracts all the time. We understand, especially for these smaller firms, that people wear multiple hats. But for the implementation, you have to have at least two people who are responsible and are going to respond and make sure that the right people get trained, the right people come in, and are brought in as part of your purchasing system. The third thing that you need is you're going to need compliance policies and procedures. Also huge, because that's the first thing you have. If your purchasing system ever does come under review, that's the first thing they're going to look at. So you have to have adequate compliant policies and procedures, and these policies and procedures have to be compliant with, as we said, the FAR. If you work for the Defense Department, it has to be compliant with the DFARs, and it will also have to be compliant with the DCMA criteria.
Continuing, Matt, with the fourth item, purchasing system training. Like the other items in this list, it's kind of hard to overemphasize the importance of this and the fact that the purchasing system training involves everyone that touches the purchasing system, including but not necessarily limited to business development folks, program management, finance and accounting, accounts payable, legal, contracts and procurement, naturally, and possibly technical support. Again, this is a corporate effort, and the normal government purchasing process does touch a lot of different organizations within a particular company. The fifth on our list, purchasing files. All of the procurement-related activities that are undertaken are saved and documented in a purchasing file. These are the individual files that are reviewed by the DCMA or other purchasing or other auditing entity when they come in to do a CPSR. And again, these purchasing files are absolutely critical to your success. The files must demonstrate that your company understands your compliant purchasing policy and procedures and follows them. These files must be constructed correctly, neatly built, and consistent in appearance and structure from one file to the next. And last but never least, a contractor needs to conduct internal reviews of its purchasing system, both purchasing files and the entire system overall, including periodic reviews or re-reviews of its purchasing policy and procedures manual, its templates, and its other guidance information. DCMA, the government, expects a contractor to keep a close eye on its compliance with its own policy and procedures, and internal reviews are the way that gets done.
That's great. Well, thank you both for sharing that. And I also understand there's multiple phases to the implementation, if you will. And I know Cohn Resnick has the experience to help through all of these particular phases. Tell us a little bit more about that.
What Cohn Resnick does when we come in to implement a new purchasing system in an existing contractor's environment, the first thing we come and do is we'll take a look at how are you, the contractor, conducting your purchases currently. We find that most contractors are doing really good things. They are vetting their subcontractors and their suppliers. They are making good choices and good decisions, but where they typically fall down is they don't have a process in place that documents that those decisional processes. They're not capturing all the negotiations. They're not capturing all of the price analysis that they're doing. They're not capturing whether or not they look for competition or commerciality. And so in phase one, what we do is we go in and we'll interview your personnel that are doing your purchasing for you, and we get a feel for how you actually do your purchasing so that we can understand if there are any gaps in your current process. And mostly we find those gaps are a lack of policies and procedures. So then that leads us into phase two, where we actually have a template, which we have been using over the past 4 years, which has actually been vetted by the DCMA. We take this template and we tailor it to the actual company contractor who wants to implement the business system, the purchasing system. And we'll take it and we'll use their structure to implement this purchasing system. So we'll give them compliant policies and procedures that actually work with the way that they do business. And then, and we have the template. And then the next step then would be to provide training, because once you've figured out, okay, this is the system that you need to implement, this is what was going to work for you, then you have to make sure everybody understands what that means. So we have a 2-day, 12, 16 hours, depending upon the size of the company and the complexity of the purchasing system, how many employees they have. We do a 2-day training on actual implementation of the purchasing system. And then, Roy, from there?
Sure. Phase four, which picks up after what are essentially phases one, two, and three, are the system initiation stage of the entire project. After the manual is implemented, after the required staff and resources are trained, then the contractor starts creating purchasing files in accordance with its newly implemented purchasing system. And that takes some time. Typically, during a formal CPSR or contractor purchasing system review, the DCMA or other auditing entity will come in and look at 12 months worth of compliant purchasing files created under the newly implemented purchasing system. So before we come back in and start evaluating the contractor's compliance with its new processes, we allow that contractor to take some time to create purchasing files in accordance with its new system. Following that, go ahead, Rebecca.
And this is not, these purchasing files is not a simplistic and easy process. It is a complicated process. It is a new process for most of these people. And even though we're not changing the way that they actually do their purchasing, we are adding, the purchasing system does add the requirement of this documentation. So we, as part of our policies and procedures templates, we also have many forms that try to help you document your decisional processes in a fairly simplistic way to ensure that you're capturing everything that you need to capture. So even while the contractor is creating these files, we're also available to advise and help, because what sounds great during a training session, when it comes to actually doing it, the real world is messy. Training is nice and clean, and we give you different scenarios, and they all look great. But we find that when you actually go out there and you start purchasing stuff, the waters get muddy. And so we're there to help advise you as you go forward.
And then picking up with phase five of the overall system implementation process, after an appropriate amount of time and after the contractor has accumulated an appropriate number of purchasing files under its newly implemented system, Cohn Resnick will typically come back to the contractor, and review a selected number of newly created purchasing files, and we'll review them for compliance. Make sure you're doing it in accordance with your new policy and procedures. Compare them to a compliance checklist and tool that we utilize. And then at the end of that process, we will provide you, the contractor, with an initial internal review report that will enable the contractor to identify potential areas needed for improvement and identify other potential issues, other potential issues with regard to overall compliance.
Well, that's great. Appreciate those insights, especially when it comes to the multiple implementation phases. And let's talk real quickly from a high level about what makes Tone Resnick the ideal partner for helping government contractors meet this important requirement.
Well, Matt, we at Tone Resnick have an entire division that's devoted to government contracting. We ourselves are auditors on behalf of the federal government. We go in and audit business systems for the non-DOD agencies. But beyond that, we have subject matter experts such as Roy and myself, who each have over 30 years of government contracting experience, and particularly focused on purchasing systems and purchasing. Roy has been a purchasing manager for both large, mid-sized, and smaller firms. I have been a GSA attorney in one of my past lives here, and we both have a vast background in anything basically government, federal government, and federal government purchasing. We have been extremely successful in implementing our five-phased approach. Over the last 15 years, we have had at least 10 purchasing systems approved by the Defense Contract Management Agency, the DCMA. Within the last 4 years, we've had three purchasing systems implemented and approved by DCMA for small to mid-tier businesses. So that's quite an accomplishment, and it also goes to show that the government is pushing down the purchasing system requirements to smaller and smaller businesses. It's just the large businesses, but not anymore.
Earlier, Matt, we talked a little bit about the tools and the templates that we bring to the table in helping contractors implement their purchasing systems. We've benefited over the past couple of years by having the DCMA review and approve our purchasing manual and processes, which have helped us, as we said above, implement several systems for clients. We are currently under contract with the federal government to conduct business system audits for several agencies, as Rebecca touched on just a moment ago. And we have developed a system that can consistently lead from purchasing system implementation to administrative contracting officer or ACO approval in about 12 months. Our experience over the past couple of years working together at Cone Resnick and our previous experience within the industry has enabled us to develop a system that provides many upsides to our potential clients. We're very confident and very happy that we can help these clients achieve their business system goals.
That's excellent. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Cone Resnick Government Contracting Podcast interview with Roy Conley, a senior manager, and Rebecca Kehoe, a manager, both from Cone Resnick. And both executives were kind enough to share some insights into why government contractors need federally compliant purchasing systems and how they actually go about managing and implementing them with the support of Cone Resnick. And Roy and Rebecca, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome, Matt. Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.